2 Kings chapter 22. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adaiah of Bozkat. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and did not turn aside to the right or to the left. In the 18th year of King Josiah, the king sent the scribe Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshulam, to the temple of the Lord, saying, "Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, have him count the total amount of money brought into the temple of the Lord, that the gatekeepers have collected from the people. Let them give it to the foremen who have oversight of the temple of the Lord. Let them give it as wages to the workmen who do the repairs on the temple of the Lord, to the carpenters, builders, and masons, and for buying timber and cut stone to repair the temple. But do not keep an account of the money with the supervisors that is delivered into their hand, for they are honest." Hilkiah the priest said to Shaphan the scribe, "I have found the scroll of the law in the temple of the Lord." Hilkiah delivered the scroll to Shaphan, and he read it. Then Shaphan the scribe came to the king and reported, "Your servants have paid out the money that was found in the temple, and have delivered it into the hand of the foremen who have oversight of the temple of the Lord." Shaphan the scribe told the king, "Hilkiah the priest has delivered a scroll to me." Then Shaphan read it out loud to the king. When the king heard the words of the scroll of the law, he tore his clothes. The king commanded Hilkiah the priest, Achikam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, Shaphan the scribe, and Azahiah the king's servant, saying, "Go inquire of the Lord for me, the people, and all Judah, concerning the words of this scroll that has been discovered. For great is the wrath of the Lord that has been kindled against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this scroll, to do all that is prescribed for us to do." So Hilkiah the priest, Achikam, Achbor, Shaphan, and Azaiah went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvah, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. She lived in Jerusalem in the Mishneh quarter, where they consulted with her. She said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the man you sent to me, this is what the Lord says. I am about to bring disaster on this place and on its inhabitants, according to all the words of the scroll which the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense to other gods, provoking me to anger with all the work of their hands. Therefore my wrath will be kindled against this place, and it will not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, tell him, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the words you have heard. Because your heart was sensitive, and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when you heard what I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and have torn your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. Therefore I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be gathered to your grave in peace. You will not witness all the disaster I will bring on this place." Then they brought back the message to the king.